Kevin Stefanski is it should not be fired. That's not what I'm saying. Kevin Stefanski is not a bad coach, or he's not all of a sudden turned into Shermer or Hugh Jackson. There's a reason that Kevin Stefanski got a contract extension. So I'm not trying to suggest throwing the baby out with the bathwater. But when two of the first three games of the season, we're talking about effort, focus, how things come together, those are things you can pin on the head coach. Because if you can't pin those on it, I guess the guy doesn't do anything. If you can't, if we're talking about like leadership and focus and playing together as a team, and the Cleveland Browns, quite frankly, through two of the first three games, don't look like they've had a preseason. I will say the offensive line is playing to a point, guys, that we can't. I mean, I don't know. I can evaluate this new offense until I see a little bit more protection time, and that's me giving the benefit of the doubt to Kevin as a play caller, Ken Dorsey as the OC, and Deshaun as the guy executing the offense. But it's not just that, guys. The defense looked bad. They had a better second half, but for a defense that was elite last year, they made Daniel Jones look like a serviceable NFL quarterback. We knew that this could happen, right? The write-off with the Dallas game is, well, maybe that's what happens when this defense faces an elite quarterback. Daniel Jones is like 14 games away from not being the starting quarterback anymore. So it's not like you were going up against an elite quarterback. So the defense likes to pump their chest a little bit, and it took Jim Schwartz, because speaking of coaching, took Jim Schwartz a second or two to get the right adjustments going. There is almost no one. I mean, hell, Dustin Hopkins missed a kick yesterday, guys. Like, that, isn't that what I'm supposed to fall back on? Is, well, but we got better special teams than you do. By the way, what up to Bohorquez? That dude can punt for me anytime. But there really just wasn't a lot to salvage. And it all comes back to what happens when you get punched in the face. And guys, this isn't a young team. This isn't, as a matter of fact, this is one of the oldest teams in the NFL. You've got veterans. They've played together. Health matters. It really does. But we've seen them overcome health last year. So in the intermediate, it becomes about that O-line and trying to get that anywhere near getting things sorted out. But the separation for your wide receiver sucked. The general idea of what you were going through. I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. Anybody wanted to give Kevin Stefanski a pass today or put this just on the players must have missed third and one with Jameis, keeping the offense on the field when you still had plenty of time and a defense was finally turning it around in the fourth quarter. And, oh, yeah, a fourth and one RPO that behind a bad offensive line, that's a timing play that just wasn't going to work in that scenario. That's as boneheaded as of a three-play sequence as we can talk about with Kevin Stefanski. Big things need to change for the Cleveland Browns. And now this is the next great test of Kevin Stefanski to make that happen. I think he can do it. Hope he can do it, because I don't like coaching search radio. I don't really need another coaching search. I did that for long enough. Everybody here has done that enough. But man, three games in, there's a lot of inexcusable and things that we just nobody should let pass. 216-474-0092. What the hell is going on with the Cleveland Browns? Dave, welcome to the show, buddy.
Oh, hey, Nick. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't agree more with you. Thanks for calling out Kevin Stefanski. You know, I like him, but I think he's been getting such a, as a person, I like him, but I think as a coach, he's been getting such a pass with the local media. And this has been going on for years. His lack of in-game adjustments are just so discouraging and alarming to me. And then to your point about the culture, you know, last year I remember he made some jokes. It's like, I'm not much of a vibes guy. Well, I would suggest, you know, again, respectfully, that he become more of a vibes guy, because, you know, knowing if your team's ready for a game or not, that's pretty important. It's not just about analytics. Analytics are important, but I think the vibe of the team is really important too. I mean, I don't think a guy like Belichick or Vrabel would not be able to tell what the vibe of their team is going into a game. So you're well spoken today, Nick. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and thanks for taking my call.
Dave, appreciate you. The adjustments thing's tough when you're trying to evaluate a coach, because sometimes the other team just makes better adjustments. I did not love hearing multiple guys in that locker room, including Miles, including Deshaun, being like, yeah, we just didn't see some of those adjustments coming. That is what the bleep headed towards Kevin Stefanski and his coaches, if I've heard about them. Like, and by the way, it was apparent. Whether it was some of the blitz philosophies, they dropped Brian Burns into coverage, which they hadn't done all season long. If Burns had decent hands on him, he would have taken one back for a pick six. Like, that's not on Deshaun, although maybe Deshaun could have seen the floating defender, but that's not all on Deshaun. Like, preparedness helps players go where they need to go. Jeff, welcome to the show, buddy. I'll ask you this, my friend, but thank you again. What the hell is going on with the Cleveland Browns?
Hi, Wilson. I'll tell you what happened. What happened was Brian Daboll, he knew exactly what to do, knowing he has a lesser offense than we did. Well, aside from the missing offensive lineman, but he and the announcers made it clear that get rid of the ball quick. He knew he was playing against the Cleveland Browns that have the last year one of the best defenses in the league. So he did that. He negated it. He laid out the blueprint for what Kevin should have done. And it just killed me because Kevin didn't do anything until the second half. I don't think I saw Watson roll out for a pass the whole first half, unless I missed it. He waited that long, and then in the fourth quarter, then he started to roll out. I'm saying to myself, when is this guy going to get it together? This is what he has to do. You know, and he didn't do it. He did, you know, the other caller made the same thing. He doesn't make the decision to get it together before it's too late. He's like, he has to play his stubbornness, and I'm going to go with this, I'm going to go with this. And adjustments, they're not there, you know? So what do you think?
Thank you for the call there, Jeff. Appreciate you. I like he hit me with a Wilson Nick. I appreciated that. Nobody ever puts my name in that order, and that spices it up a little bit here on a Monday. I do think Kevin's super smart. I also think he's a little stubborn. And I think Kevin likes the thing that Kevin likes, which is cool until that thing doesn't work. And the simplest thing, I thought, in Dallas, because Jeff pointed out, it's pretty academic, right? Dallas did this to your defense. They like to get after you. They're one of the quickest teams at getting the quarterback in the NFL. Get the ball out quicker. So that was like a moment of like, oh, yeah, that makes total damn sense. New York did that thing, and then I don't know that the Browns, like even the second half, I don't think the Browns got any better at getting the ball out of Deshaun's hands that much quicker. I do think once Joel Bitonio moved to left tackle, even though there were a couple obvious whoopsies, I actually think Joel probably did the best job of anybody playing left tackle yesterday. And I thought he did an okay job considering I've never seen him in that context in real life football. So it's funny because Joel at left guard had been this looks to be going a rough way here. And then I thought Joel actually helped settle down the offensive line at left tackle late in that game. Still wasn't perfect, but it was better. You had a chance. Yeah, I have no idea how New York understood the assignment and Kevin didn't. That feels like a prideful thing. That feels like I want to do things my way, or this is the best way, and we're not going to go ahead and pivot off this. The players just have to do better. That's one half of the equation. Sometimes you actually have to figure out in real time what the players are actually, where you might get some sort of traction with.